part of your education is to sort out what's extreme and what is true, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, and then, well, I talk about testers. I suppose that's the people that always look on the dark side to see the worst of everything. Or the optimistic, then they see the optimist. They see the extreme on the other side. I said, we're somewhere between the two extremes. Mm-hmm. We've got to be realistic. Mm-hmm. Realistic. And take things, some things as they are.
Yes,
and that's just the way well, we have freedom of speech in America, and we the people can speak as well as those that, you know, really are in authority. And it just seems to me that, of course, with all the Watergate and all the political squabbles and everything, I still think we have the greatest and best country in the world.
Yes.
I surely do. But we're sleeping.
I don't know, it seems to me that thing was blown up to be so big. I don't know why.
Well, they made too much of it.
Right.
Too extreme.
Day after day, week after week, nothing but that. I got pretty tired of it. Newspapers and television and everything that you read and heard.
That was publicized more than anything. Mm-hmm. And they're still not through with it.
Well, I think people are turning away from it, though, don't you? Just getting kind of tired of it.
If America is saved, I said, I'm not trying to be a prophet nor a prophetess, but history has a way of repeating itself. And all that ancient Rome, of course, I never studied ancient history. I've just heard it quoted, and I read just a little bit, or excerpts here and there. Well, all right, now what started? They once, you know, the center of the civilized world, Rome was. Well, all right, the country went wild over sports. Went wild, simply went wild. Well, they began losing out morally. And the people, a nation just as good as the morals of its people. Now, that's just as far as you can say it's good. And that started them down. You know, they fell, Rome fell too. And I know. I guess it sounds awfully ignorant hearing anybody not knowing more than I do say that. But I do believe that if we don't get more realistic about what's going on and do something more about it, there's people that are aware of it and they don't want to get involved. There's people that know they should.
That's the biggest mistake, is to try to stay away from it and be safe.
We ignore things too much. Things that we know are not right. Well, we'll tolerate it. We're resenting things. But then we'll tolerate it just a little bit. Next thing you know, we're just tolerating to the extent that we just let it go, not get involved.
Getting run over, as a matter of fact. I think you can tolerate too much and just until you get run over.
Well, I don't believe in being cross and being against something just to be different, that won't work. Then on the other hand, I don't believe in just going to the crowd about everything. I like to see people that have some originality and some. If you have some convictions about anything, well, you see, it might be easy to go to be a fanatic about it. And I had thought that I was almost fanatic about whiskey, because I've seen some. I had my youngest brother. He had more natural sense and more talented than in the rest of the family. And he got a bad start early in life in drinking. He never entirely quit. And I could think about the usefulness that he could. He led a pretty useful life anyway. But he was a teacher. He taught literary school or something, but he never went to high school a day in his life nor college. But when they need supply teachers, you know, he taught. He was talented musically and all, but then he had family trouble. But